You're listening to SBS News.
Around the world, there's an increase in the number of COVID-19 infections, especially in Europe and the Americas, with over 1 million deaths and 37.6 million infections. The World Health Organization is warning countries against pursuing herd immunity to stop the spread of the virus. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says herd immunity is a concept where a population can be protected from a certain virus if a threshold of vaccination is reached. He also says too little is known about immunity to COVID-19 to know if herd immunity is even achievable.
Herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it. Never in the history of public health has herd immunity been used as a strategy for responding to an outbreak, let alone a pandemic. It's scientifically and ethically problematic.
Mr. Tedros also noted that to obtain herd immunity from a highly infectious disease such as measles, for example, about 95% of a population must be vaccinated. The WHO estimates less than 10% of the world's people have any immunity to the coronavirus, meaning the vast majority remain susceptible. Meanwhile, the WHO is also working with countries to produce guidance that aims to minimise the spread of COVID-19 during any mass gathering, including an election. Dr. Mike Ryan is the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program. He says it's about working on risk management to make sure mass gatherings are safe.
You cannot reduce the risk to zero, but what you can do is identify and manage those risks, especially where in-person voting is the choice of the country. We don't specify to any country what the proper choice is for the type of election they need to run. That is based on their own risk assessment. But we do offer them advice on how to reduce those risks if in-person elections are the way forward. And in fact, we're working right now on finalising specific guidance for countries who choose in-person elections.
In the United Kingdom, the British government is doing everything it can to slow the spread of a resurgent outbreak of COVID-19. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has set up a three-tier virus lockdown system for England. Under the new measures, areas are classified as medium, high or very high risk and placed under restrictions of varying severity. He says the city of Liverpool is in the highest risk category because it has more cases than the hard-hit cities of Madrid and Brussels.
You will shortly be able to type in your postcode to gov.uk and see exactly what restrictions apply where you live. The majority of the country will, for now, be at medium. Most areas currently under local intervention will be at high. Over the weekend, we've been working with local leaders in areas where the data are most worrying. In addition to pubs and bars, we've agreed with Liverpool City Mayor Steve Rotherham that gyms, leisure centres, betting shops, adult gaming centres and casinos will close.
Mr. Johnson says a three-tier system is designed to simplify and standardise a confusing patchwork of local rules. For companies who are told to close, the government says a support package will pay them two-thirds of their employees' salaries. Even though many in the pub and restaurant sector say that isn't enough to save already struggling businesses, Chancellor Rishi Sunak says there will be no gap in support from the government.
If the closures mean you are unable to work for 1 week or more, your employer will still be able to pay you two-thirds of your normal salary, and the UK government will cover the cost. This national programme will benefit people the same wherever they live and whatever job they do. The existing furlough scheme continues throughout October, with the new job support scheme available from November.
In Croatia, the accelerating spread of coronavirus infections has authorities imposing a nationwide indoor mask mandate, with mask wearing also compulsory in churches and restaurants. New requirements for some public gatherings have also been announced. COVID cases are also growing in Russia, with the country hitting a new record in the last 24 hours. Authorities are reporting over 13,000 new cases, which is the highest daily rise since the start of the pandemic. School holidays have also been extended by a week, while employers have been ordered to have at least 30% of their staff work from home. But in Germany, the health minister is spreading hope. He says he's expecting a COVID-19 vaccination to be rolled out in the first quarter of next year. Vaccinations would be voluntary and will go first to the elderly, those working in healthcare and nursing homes, and to people with pre-existing medical conditions. There's also some progress in Kenya, with COVID-19 infections dropping and students returning to the classroom after a 7-month break. But it's been especially hard for some parents to send their kids back, like single mother of 5, Judith Achiang.
I lost my job because of COVID-19, yet the government has announced the reopening of schools at short notice. I don't know what to do because I have an outstanding school fee arrears from last year. My children require many things to go back to school. I don't think my children will ever go back to school.
Relaxing coronavirus restrictions is happening in Cuba too, as officials try to reactivate the economy. Shops and government offices are reopening, and welcoming locals and tourists at airports across the island, apart from Havana, is also allowed. And the lifting of restrictions continues in Panama, with Tocumen Airport resuming international flights after nearly 7 months of lockdowns. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.